degree from the University of Healing. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. What is a degree from the University of Healing? A degree from the University of Healing is a very precious certificate. It's a very precious diploma. It's very precious in every possible way. The reason that a certificate, a degree from the University of Healing is so precious is that it teaches the fundamentals of all learning. It teaches the fundamentals of all understanding. All education stems from the University of Healing. Perhaps not the University of Healing, but it stems from the metaphysical training that is received at the University of Healing. The University of Healing is a non-academic course, and it's an external university. It's taken by correspondence, and the courses are absolutely fantastic. The courses are defined to touch upon your inner soul and reach the divine within you so that you can be aware of your reality, be aware of your divinity, be aware that you have within you all knowledge. You have within you all wisdom. You have within you all that is or ever can be. Now, every other educational school, basically, the academic schools, teach you a given amount of information. And they say, learn this information, and then you will be adept in the field of any science or any field of interest that you have. The University of Healing reaches a little beyond that level. It reaches to the level of what is all knowledge? What is all wisdom? How do we tap into the awareness that we are all, that we are all knowledge right now? Well, we tap into it by reading a few ideas which give us a few affirmations. And these affirmations affirm to us who and what we are. Affirmations such as, I like me, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body, I am complete and whole, I am magnificent, I am the allness. And you see, as you say these things, you're saying whatever you'd say also in an academic school. In an academic school, you read your textbook on learning how to play the guitar. You read your textbook on learning how quantum physics is extrapolated. And you read your books on that, and when you learn that, then your learning has truly just begun. Because once you learn how to work with quantum physics, you find that it is merely an understanding of a start in the field of physics. It's an understanding of a start in the field of academic studies. And you have to go beyond and beyond and beyond, because if you don't keep on going, then you will be no further than whoever was who wrote the textbook. You'll be no further than whoever was who experienced that academic field of learning. Now, you say, well, my goodness sakes, that same thing is true in the metaphysical school. And the answer there is yes, except in the metaphysical school, you are given the tools, the training, the understanding of how to go beyond. In the academic school, you are merely given the foundation and told this is the foundation. Now, what you do with it is up to you. In the metaphysical school, such as the University of Healing, we train you how to recognize that you are the beyond. You are the magic. You are the glory. You are the wisdom. You are the creative cause. Indeed, you learn how to put causes in motion to bring about effects that are desirable for you. You learn how to do these things. An academic school doesn't pretend to teach that sort of a thing. They give you the 2 times 2 is 4, And they tell you that that is very important, and truly it is. Academic studies are very valuable to people who want to live in a world where they associate with other people. It's truly important for people who want to live in the human society. And the human society is a very fine and a wonderful society. We should all admire it and respect it and follow it and live it. But when we attend the University of Healing, we step beyond. We go not one step beyond, we are going miles beyond the academic studies. Because the academic studies give us the foundation. If I were to take you and train you in playing the guitar, the violin, the piano, and I were to train you in playing the guitar, and you become mechanically very competent in playing the guitar, you would be virtually nothing, because mechanical guitar players are by the dozen, all everywhere. But the guitar player that steps into his inner self, who lets his soul pour out through the music of his guitar or violin or piano or whatever instrument he's playing. If the instrument is merely the tool through which he lets out that inner glory, that inner magnificence that he is, then he has done it. But then, when he does that, he has stepped into his metaphysical forte. He has stepped into his metaphysical understanding of going beyond, of knowing that within him, within the musician, is the music. Not out there, not the printed word, the printed note, not the printed scale. Within the musician is the music. And the musician may play academically, he may play mechanically, he may play ordinarily and beautifully, but when he puts his soul into his music, then his music becomes beautiful. But again, the music becomes beautiful in the scope of the music. And there is a scope so broad and so vast and so wonderful, and that is where we would like you to go as a metaphysician. We would like each one of our students at the University of Healing to know that they are the foundation stones of their glory, of their wonder, of their magic, of their goodness. And they are that right now. It's not going to be later in their career or in their life, but right now. They learn the one word that is not taught too much in too many places, although it's becoming more popular now, and that word is now. The metaphysician is a metaphysician now. He's not a metaphysician later after he learns the talent of being a metaphysician. He is a metaphysician now. I am that I am. I am divine. I like me. You see, all of these things are now virtues, and they're not going to happen later. And at the University of Healing, each student learns that it's now. The university has three or more levels of learning, the undergraduate, the graduate, and the postgraduate. And tucked away in there are the ministerial academy and the practitioner academy. But in the field of the undergraduate, you learn the fundamentals. You learn the use of affirmations, and you learn how to apply them into your life and how to make them something very special and very wonderful in your world. As you learn this basic philosophy, it's not the philosophy of a given teacher or a given philosopher. It's a universal philosophy that has merely been written down in an obtainable awareness level that you can be in tune with and in touch with, and that you can begin to say, I understand, that's the way it works. And as you say, that's the way it works, that's the way it works. when you are strict, extremely strict, in the law of cause and effect, your results are immediate. Your results are immediate. Oh, if you will drive your automobile according to the rules of the road, whatever country, whatever city, whatever world you're in, and you follow the rules of that nation for driving, you will be considered a good driver in that country. But you're not considered a good driver in all countries. In California, they're very strict on their driving rules because they have people from everywhere driving, and they have people driving at great speeds, and they have people driving through great cities and great areas of population, and they must use caution. Now, when you drive harmoniously, you are called a good driver, and you're given a driver's license, and you can drive anywhere you want. And if you go around the world and you follow what you're taught in California as a driver, you'll be a good driver. Oh, each country has its own little idiosyncrasies, and you must learn them. But other than that, it's always the same. Always the same. You look out for yourself. You drive according to the rules. You drive carefully. You drive within the speed that is allowed to you. You drive less than that speed when the conditions of the pavement call for it, or conditions of traffic call for it, or whatever. You see, those are the logical perceptions that you make when you're doing the law of cause and effect relative to driving and having your driver's license, having your certificate to drive. The same is true in a mechanical field. The same is true in a scientific field. The same is true in all fields. But the one field where we don't need to do that is the field of metaphysics. Because in the field of metaphysics, as I apply myself to the field of metaphysics, as I apply myself to the field of this understanding, what happens to me is that I know intuitively what to do in all levels, in all areas. I know exactly what to do in all areas of my life. I live according to the law of cause and effect. In the University of Healing, we teach you such a blasé attitude. If you ever take anything that doesn't belong to you, and you know that you're not supposed to take something that doesn't belong to you, that whatever belongs to you, and that's fine, but whatever doesn't belong to you, you don't touch it. And if you were to find some very precious thing, some very precious ring or diamond or $1,000 bill or several $1,000 bills lying on the ground out in an area where nobody's around and they might blow away and might be lost, and you pick it up and take it yourself, you have violated the law of cause and effect. You have violated the principle that says you will not take anything that does not belong to you. You will only take things that belong to you. You say, well, Herb, why are you overwhelmingly talking about that in everything that you talk? Because that's such an easy thing to understand. All of us have a tendency to think that if something is lost, finders, keepers, then we want to take what we can find. And that's not the way it works. The principle says it is what you have chosen as a rule in your life. Now, if you're living in a country that says everything is okay for anybody to have, if you find it, just take it because it doesn't belong to anybody, because nobody can lose anything. Nobody can lose anything is the rule in that country, because nothing is ever lost. So whatever you find is yours. But we don't live in that country. We live in a world that says, if it is not ours, we don't want it. If it is not ours, we don't want to touch it. Now, we could go into all sorts of parameters on thinking of that. We could say the money is diseased. The money was taken from a bank. The money was robbed from a little old lady who was using it as her monthly stipend to live on, or whatever. Any one of these thoughts come in your mind, and they sort of help you to inhibit yourself from taking something that's not yours. But we at the University of Healing teach you that don't get yourself in the trap from beginning or end. Just say, I follow the principle. And the principle says, whatever is not mine does not belong to me, and I should not take. I should not take whatsoever. Now, that's a tough rule. That's a real tough rule, because we have been raised by finders, keepers, losers, weepers. That's the way we've been raised. We've been raised in every nation, in every country, in every world, and we think, well, that must be a universal thing. No, that's a universal human attitude. And universal human attitudes, as glorious and wonderful and acceptable and beneficial as they may be, are not what we are learning in the metaphysical training. When you are learning that you are the creator of your universe, you are the creator of all that you have, you're the creator of your world, there is nothing in your world that you did not create. And when you see another person, they are the reflection of you. And if you see them good, then that's a fine reflection. If you see them bad, look back in yourself and find where that reflection is coming from, because certainly it's coming from you, because you are the creator of everything in your universe. Now you say, Herb, that's tough teaching, that's tough philosophy. Yes, it is. And this is the philosophy that the great philosophers, the great metaphysicians, the great teachers of all time, the great religious leaders of all time have taught this, but they haven't always applied it. And there comes the rub. When you apply it, your world is the most glorious, fulfilled, wonderful thing under the sun. And in the graduate school, you learn your divinity 100%. You learn your divinity, and you learn that divinity, how it applies to every area of your life. And in the postgraduate school, you learn ways in which you can reach inside yourself to reveal the goodness, the wholeness, the perfection, the ideal man, the ideal being that you are. These are the things that tell us what a degree from the University of Healing means. Now, there are people who say, well, I'll get a degree from this metaphysical school or from that metaphysical school or from this academic school or that academic school, and that will help me much. But there is no school that I know of, no school on the face of the earth that is so stringent, so tough on teaching the law of cause and effect, so tough on teaching balance and harmony, so tough on teaching all of these things to help the student reveal it from within himself. The school does not claim, the University of Healing does not claim that it is superior to the student. The University of Healing does not claim that it is the one and all for everybody, because there are people who are wonderful human beings, wonderful beings, and that's their life. And there are people who are divine beings, you might say, people who are looking for their creative cause, who are looking for their revelation of how they can be more divine, how they can be more magnificent, how they can be more fulfilled in every beautiful way. And these are the people that come to the teachings of the University of Healing. Many may come to look for the teaching that the University of Healing gives. Many may come and do it through the human way. Many may come and do it through the divine way. But few are chosen to come and do it from the now absolutely positive way that we teach. And those who do, their lives are blessed beyond all measure. Those who do are lifted up into a high consciousness, into a high awareness of the holiness that they are. Now, we're going to say one more thing here. Just because somebody does not choose to do that, just because somebody wants to be the finest human, or even an outstanding metaphysical person, but not necessarily following the principle 100%, doesn't mean that they're not good. They're wonderful. But when you want to be an ideal master, a divine master, when you want to walk this path, the straight and narrow path, if you want, but it's not really straight and narrow, it's the most broad, beautiful, encompassing path you could ever want. But if you want to walk the path of your inner divinity, we teach that 100%. But we don't teach that. We attempt to demonstrate that by the illustrations in our textbooks, by the illustrations of our teachers, by the illustrations of all that are. If your choice for you is to walk your inner path, your metaphysical path, if your choice for you is to walk the divine path, then the University of Healing is certainly the place for you. The University of Healing has many other aspects to it that, as you study the syllabus of the University of Healing, available to you free by calling us or writing us or emailing us at unihealing, UNIHEALING, @me.com, and we will be very happy to send a syllabus to you at free, no cost, and you can study what the university is all about, how the teachings came about, and how they can benefit you in every moment of your life. A degree from the University of Healing is not easily won. It takes attention and dedication. It can be accomplished in a short time when you give your time to it to accomplish it. As you let go and let that inner divinity within you reveal itself, you will have the joy of the quiet healing zone. You will have the song of the spirit. You will have the illumination handbook of ascended masters. You will have the art and science of wholeness, which is the undergraduate course. You're very welcome to contact us and talk to us and see how we can help you, because we're here for you at the University of Healing. We're here for you, and we love you very much. And we love everyone very much. And just know that I love you. I love you. I love you.